Welcome to the Oxford Healthcare Improvement Podcast Series, brought to you by Dr. Daniel Morne, Medical Lead for the Centre. I've got Jeremy Player with me today. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Daniel.
Thanks so much for joining me. Tell us about your job.
Well, yes, of course. So my role at the moment is I'm a demand and capacity manager in the trust. And that's pretty much it.
What does a demand and capacity manager do?
Well, to be honest with you, it's kind of like Ronsil. It does what it says on the tin. We pretty much look at sort of demand coming into various teams and services. And then we sort of compare that to the capacity that those teams and services might have. And we sort of try and have a look and see potentially where improvements could be made, that sort of thing. It can be used, that type of information can be used for all sorts of things, from maybe getting more funding, looking at improvements and that sort of thing across the teams and services. So, yeah.
So to break that down, what you're saying is you look at number of referrals in and whether teams can cope with seeing that number of patients, for example.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a little bit more complex than that, because number of referrals coming in is one measure that we can look at in terms of demand. But obviously, when you're looking at a team and service, usually they've been in place for a while, so they might have a waiting list. And obviously, there are things like that we have to consider as well. And I think obviously there are typically a number of different pathways that referrals might trickle down into.
So you've got demand not only of new patients coming in, but of existing patients in the system who are also needing the service. And do the staff, can they manage the not only the new referrals, but the existing, you know, sort of patient care needs within the team? And so you do a match. So you sort of say, how many staff are there? What are the needs of the patients? And does the demand meet our capacity to provide care for patients? That makes sense. And so that I can see that getting quite complicated, because as you say, there are different pathways. Referrals per week might vary all the time. How can you predict demand, you know, of existing patients? Yeah. And then you've got staff going off on sick, presumably, as well, or something that you have to think about.
Exactly right. So you've delved into some of the complexity that I was alluding to. And yes, it's certainly not a simple equation. You can resolve with just a bit of math.
Yes. But you talk about recruitment. So you might look at one team and go, my goodness, they just need to recruit some more people. They don't have enough capacity. But at other times, I guess I'm a bit interested in this for my QI work, is maybe they change their processes a bit and can then manage the capacity with new ways of working. Is that right?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I think it's, often what you tend to do once you've done that type of work, the demand and capacity analysis, is you move on to look at how you can improve services and teams. And I think, yes, one way is to improve efficiency. And one of those ways is looking at improving processes. And I think it's sort of a key area that is of focus for the trust, obviously for the NHS as a whole as well. So, yes, I would agree.
And I want to talk to you now about TOBI, which is not a person called TOBI, but it stands for something, something business intelligence. What does the T&O stand for, Jeremy? Do you know?
Yeah, it stands for the Trust Online Business Intelligence Platform.
Okay. And I've had a go on it and I'm getting really into it. I actually think it's absolutely fantastic. And I recommend any person listening who's in the trust to really get access to it, because it's a way of getting information to your fingertips, right?
It absolutely is. It's, would it help if I just sort of briefly explain what TOBI is?
That would be good.
Because even the acronym may not explain exactly what it is, actually, to be honest with you. So TOBI is effectively some online software that you can access through the web. And it basically gives you, in a nutshell, a nice graphical representation of what information is on care notes. So as a team or a service, if you want to look at some information on care notes, at the moment, you can't really, it doesn't really tell you a story of what's going on. It may be, you know, how many patients are actually have been referred in the last month, how many appointments they may have had, or how many appointments each individual worker within your team has done. That type of information is available through Tobi. Now, that particular bit of information is primarily accessed through an app called Patient Activity and Demand, or PAD for short. And there are other apps that look at different aspects as well, one of them being the Demand and Capacity app, which helps you get a sort of a gentle overview of demand and capacity within your team or service. And I think there's another one that's probably most relevant for clinicians, which is sort of a quality and safety app. And that looks at the different aspects of quality and safety, like incidents, complaints, that sort of thing. So it's all accessible there.
I've been using the quality and safety app quite a lot in looking at seclusion rates on wards, which is a project we're doing across the trust. And it gives just such interesting graphs. You can look at every ward, or you can zoom in on Oxford or Bucks wards or CAMS wards, or there's lots of different ways of looking at the information. And I mean, I guess, you know, you designed that demand and capacity app, or certainly were leading on the design of it, weren't you? So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, from the back end, it's certainly, you know, very complex when we put things together. But hopefully for the front end user, it's hopefully very simple. And the idea is that you sort of can have graphs and things like that to represent what you would like to see and what information might be useful to a team or service. And I think in the development of that, it's really important that to sort of state really that development is ongoing as well. So if a team or service actually thinks, actually, we would really like to look at this particular aspect, I mean, something that you just mentioned about seclusion rates, and you felt that wasn't quite clear on the current representation and graphs and things like that are available, that actually we can change that and alter that for you and sort of basically give you what you need, which I think is really important, because previously we didn't have anything like this in the trust. And I think it really is important to sort of hopefully give ownership of getting information like that to teams and services themselves.
Jeremy, that really sounds a fantastic resource for staff. Am I right in thinking, so I'm a manager of a team, or maybe I'm a clinician, I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to organise our duty rota, and I'm there thinking, my goodness, we've got this number of, you know, how many referrals have we got in? How many assessment slots do we need? Do we have enough, you know, butter to spread over the bread, as it were, as an analogy that's often used? Have we got enough staff to cover the need? You could use that app to really understand whether you had enough staff to cover the need.
Absolutely. And I think obviously there's going to be sort of nuances, but I think you can certainly use the information that's available on those apps to help you with that. For the example that you given, you could look at the demand and capacity app potentially to predict how many appointments you may need to deliver in the next week, for example, depending on the time frame you wanted to look at. And I suppose you could also look at the historical information, where you could potentially look in the month of May, let's say, how many appointments you've delivered in May, and you think, well, how many may we need to predict for May next year? So you could use it in a number of different ways to get the outcome and you've just given, or the example you've given.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess we'll end there, but one last question. What would you say to a clinician who's never used Tobi and never seen your demand and capacity app?
Right. Well, I think the first thing I want to say is I have created a video, and if you search on the Trust intranet and go on demand and capacity and get the intranet page for that, scroll down about halfway, there's a 1-minute video that introduces you how to access Tobi. I think the first thing you need to do is actually get access to it. So I think that's the most important thing. I suppose the next bit really is now to actually sell it to you. But I think the key thing is that I know data is not necessarily everyone's thing, but I do think that it's important to sort of have a general overview of what's going on within your team. And I suppose also maybe the system as a whole. And I think that type of information is available at your fingertips. So if that's something that you would like to, I suppose, develop and kind of, how to put it, I suppose, develop an interest in and get information, I think it's a really great place to start. And there are people on hand to be able to help you and support you.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I could only say from one of the leads in quality improvement in the organisation that this is what we need. We need information to the front line so they can work out, you know, what to do and how to organise their team. And thank you for helping us get there as a trust. So thank you, Jeremy.
Not a problem. Anytime.